Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. In the Gospels, and especially in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus contrasts his own teaching with a lot of the principles of the Old Testament. For instance, Jesus said, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you." Or, "You have heard it said, you shall not kill. But I say to you, anyone who calls his brother a fool is liable to the fires of hell." Or when people point out to Jesus that Moses allowed men to divorce their wives as long as they could get a certificate of divorce, to which Jesus said, "But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery." Now, all these rules that Jesus is contrasting with his own, those rules from the Old Testament, they came from God through Moses during the time of the Exodus. So, is Jesus criticizing the rules that came from God himself? That doesn't sound right. But if not, then what is he doing? And how does it apply to us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Jesus said that Moses allowed divorce because of the hardness of the people's hearts. In other words, many of the laws of the Old Testament weren't about attaining perfection. They were about deterring sin. For instance, requiring a man to get a certificate of divorce prevents him from just getting a divorce on a whim. It will hopefully deter divorce, hopefully, while going through the hassle of getting a certificate. The man would repent of the evil he was about to do. And divorce is evil, which is why God told the prophet Malachi, "I hate divorce." God hated divorce as he hates all sin, but because the Israelites were hard-hearted, he couldn't outlaw it outright. He had to gradually try to restrict it. The same with an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. God hates revenge, but that rule at least limited people to not doing more evil than had been done to them. The same with the law, "Thou shalt not kill." That's a pretty low bar. God doesn't want us even to be angry with others. But in the Old Testament, they needed to take baby steps. Aquinas says the old law functioned as a tutor to lead people toward the new law of love and grace. The point is that God is aware of two things. One, the ultimate perfection he's calling us to. To love the way he loves. But the other is the next right step we need to take on the path toward that perfection. That next step won't be the fullness of perfection, but it will at least be a start and in the right direction. And that's important for us to think about. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Jesus said, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law. I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." In other words, all those laws given by Moses in the Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy, all those laws were good, but imperfect. They were designed to meet people where they were and get them to be a little less lustful, vindictive, and self-indulgent. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, as Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount. The goal is to be transformed in love, to be totally loving, totally self-possessed, totally forgiving, and dedicated to God. And if that's the ultimate goal, then there's a very simple question. What's the next right step you need to take? What simple concrete step can you implement? One that won't make you perfect, at least today, but will at least get you going in the right direction. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. As the Israelites journeyed through the desert toward the promised land, God gave Moses a lot of concrete strategies for them. These didn't cure their hard hearts, but they were an improvement, and it certainly wouldn't have worked if Moses had said, "All right, guys, I need you to be perfectly virtuous now." God was working to transform them, and he's working to transform us. But the road to perfection, it's a process that happens by daily resolutions. So it won't work if you say to yourself, "Well, that's it. I've had enough. Starting tomorrow, I will be charitable and loving to my wife for the rest of my life." Not very likely. But maybe you can say, "Okay, just for today, if my wife says something I don't agree with, I won't fight with her. I will remain silent, just for today." And it won't work to say, "Starting tomorrow, no more lust. I'm just completely done with impure thoughts." Probably unlikely to keep that resolution forever. But maybe you can say, "Today, I'm not going to scroll through my browser when I'm bored. Instead, I'll keep a book with me and pick that up instead when I'm bored." See, these little practices won't make you perfect. These little resolutions won't transform you in a moment, any more than the Mosaic prescriptions made the Israelites perfect in a second. But they are a step in the right direction. And transformation is a process of one baby step at a time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Remember, even as we make our little efforts at penance and growth in virtue, remember that perfection is possible. And perfection means to become love. A new commandment I give you, our Lord said, to love one another as I have loved you. And our Lord commanded that we are to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. But that won't happen overnight. Yet, with God's grace and our cooperation, it can happen and it will happen. So don't ever take your sights off the goal. And don't ever stop taking the next step. That's what this time in the desert is for. That's what Lent is for. That's what this life is for. And that's the great power of a daily resolution flowing from your meditation. If you have a simple, concrete, practical resolution that flows from your daily rosary, and if you just practice that resolution just for that day, over the course of many days and months and years, you will be transformed. So just take the step you need to today. That's all. And then do it again tomorrow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you reflect on?
A baby step that I need to take. A resolution that Our Lady has been pounding me with, but I don't seem to learn. And that is, I go too fast. Yeah. I always go too fast, and then I make mistakes.
And it's very fitting, because if you're going too fast, you could probably take smaller steps.
Yes.
It's a good way to slow down.
Yeah.
It's very fitting, because we, even when we want to make progress, we want to make progress really fast.
Yeah.
We are always working in the wrong way.
Yeah, I go too fast, and then I make mistakes. And Our Lady has been telling me, Michael, slow down.
Yeah.
So do you realize that I turned around the second and the third temptation of Jesus in a recent meditation?
It would take so much for me to actually realize any of the mistakes you've made, because that would mean that I know what I'm talking about.
It would also take so much for you to correct my mistakes, because I make so many.
I'd be really tired all the time.
Yeah, I turned around the second and the third temptation because I go too fast, I make mistakes, and Our Lady's standing there shaking her head saying, Michael, slow down. I even have written on a 3x5 card I put over her icon that I pray before, slow down.
Slow down. You could even slow down in prayer. I never do that. I'm always like, okay, I'm going to get my daily readings out of the way, and then I'm going to get this novena out of the way, and then I'm going to get all of my thoughts down, and I'm like, slow down.
Well, you know what it made me realize during this meditation was that I didn't really have a strategy to slow down. Just saying to myself, hey, slow down, was too vague. And I think this is very important about how to make a resolution. If a resolution is vague, it's useless. So the resolution, slow down, it's too vague. Mm-hmm. I need a concrete thing to practice slowing down. I'm not even sure what that is yet, but I got to come up with a very concrete action plan.
You need something to slow you down.
Or I need to do something to slow down. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is, but it's my resolution of slow down has been too vague.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's why I'm going too fast. Well, what struck you?
I was sort of thinking of this concept in reverse of we reach perfection with tiny steps, but we also reach complete disaster with tiny steps. We become evil with very tiny steps.
Well, what do you mean?
And I don't think we realize that, in the sense of, I genuinely don't think that anyone, let's take for example, as Jesus gives this example of divorce, I don't think anyone falls out of love in one big moment. They might realize it in one big moment.
Oh, right.
But it takes many tiny steps of resentment. This is how all steps of hate begin. It's intolerance with that tiny thing that someone does.
I see.
At home, where you're like, and this is why in big arguments, you might start an argument because you're like, you have done something awful. But then as that argument goes on, you start pulling out tinier and tinier offenses.
Yes.
Because those are actually the thing that built into this great war within you.
Wow.
I really think this is all little evils that we practice, where we're really tolerant with like our small resentments all the time. And so there's a twofold reflection on, what little things can I be doing to better myself, but also what little things am I doing that I might be like, well, that's not a sin to just be, yeah, I was a little annoyed when you didn't do the dishes. I was a little annoyed when this happened. Or you said something that I thought was stupid and I just kind of roll my eyes. But those are the resentments that lead to true hate.
Yeah. You know what would be a great little resolution? Stop rolling your eyes at that person that you mm-hmm. are annoyed by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you start to catch it right there.
Mm-hmm. When you're going to do it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Or when you recognize, oh, I just rolled my eyes at that person.
Or even just the thought, I thought that was stupid. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe I just shouldn't think that.
But we need we do. It is so true. Great sin starts with little steps.
Mm-hmm.
And great holiness, mm-hmm. they both mm-hmm. start with little steps.
Yeah, because I also think you can start reintroducing that practice of good in those moments where, I'm trying to think of an example, but it's do little things that remind you of your love for others.
Yes.
So instead of that moment where you're about to resent someone because they didn't do something small, they didn't do the dishes, and you're about to resent them, take that moment to make an act of love. You kind of convince yourself of your own love by being like, I'm going to do the dishes for them because I love them. Or I'm going to thank them because I love them. In those actions, those really tiny actions, when you feel the instinct of resentment coming on, will turn the ship around.
And the ship is your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We feel resentment or annoyance or something, and then we do a wrong action. But you can transform. So we think the wrong way about a person because we feel the wrong mm-hmm. way about a person. But we can change that by just think and do the right action.
Mm-hmm.
It will change your feeling.
And I'm not saying kill him with kindness, because that is such a snobby, that's when we feel, whenever we're like, I want to kill him with kindness, it says, I'm going to be the better person so I can hate them more.
Oh, so I can justify it.
So I can justify it. But it's quite the opposite. You're trying to kill your desires with kindness by humbling yourself in that.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's very insightful. You're very insightful.
Trust me, I am very familiar with battling resentment. And little steps.
One of the things I really love about our conversation after the rosary is that we reflect on a topic, we reflect on some aspect of the Word of God, we meditate on it during the rosary, and I come up with certain ideas, but it's only a small facet of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get to be in conversation with you, I get to hear your ideas, and then I get a broader spectrum of reality.
That's why I like talking to my friends about this. It's incredible. It's what's beautiful about the active nature of this podcast, that we get to talk to our listeners every day and hear their thoughts.
Yeah.
That's how we learn. And that's how I also learned that I am not the authority on anything.
Well, God is.
Mm.
So we can be at peace. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.